Hi, this is Al Wadley, and I want to welcome you to this audio program, How Your Eyes Organize Your Movement. There's some key concepts we're going to explore in this series of lessons. One is how the direction your eyes move presupposes action in that direction, meaning that your brain and your nervous system will organize your musculature to move your skeleton in the direction the eyes are moving. So, for example, if you move your eyes to the left, your brain and your nervous system are going to prepare your musculature to turn to the left. Or if you look down with the eyes, the flexors engage more, the extensors let go and back. If you look up with the eyes towards the ceiling or the sky, the muscles in front of yourself lengthen and open, and the extensors and back engage. Another key concept I'm going to work with here is how differentiating the eyes improves the range of motion and the quality of the movement. So a lot of times the muscles of our eyes and our neck and our back and our shoulders, they'll get stuck together. This is just from our daily activities, driving, using our devices, our phone, computer, reading, and many of the activities we do with the head and the eyes aligned in front of ourselves, whether you're preparing food or changing a diaper or gardening or whatever. So these muscles tend to get fixed together. So by going through in very creative ways, differentiating the muscles of the eyes from the muscles of the neck and the shoulders and the back and other parts of yourself, we create a greater range of motion and improve the quality of the movement. And some other concepts we're going to explore in these lessons is how one eye may be unconsciously suppressed when you're doing a movement. This happens quite often in our daily life. You may have one eye that prefers the distance, one eye that's up close. And if you're looking at something up close, the distance eye is going to be suppressed. If you're looking at something in the distance, the close-up eye is going to be suppressed. And the other thing is, if you're making a turning movement and you're tracking an object over to your side, and you turn, you follow it, and you can only turn so far until one eye can no longer see the object. It's blocked by your nose. And when that happens, that eye is suppressed, and the other eye continues to track it. And you won't even notice the suppression of the one eye that can't see. You'll only notice what you can see. So we're going to explore movements where you will experience this suppression of one eye. And you'll learn to become aware of when that happens and be able to have a better convergence with both eyes on an object you're looking at. Another interesting concept we're going to explore is how the eyes do not work equally. They influence the musculature of yourself unequally. One lesson we're going to explore is how the eyes influence the organization of the back. And through this lesson, you're going to discover how there's a difference in the way each eye organizes the muscles of your back. And through doing this lesson, become aware of this, create more balance between the muscles. So here's some ideas about doing the lesson. In many of the lessons, I ask you to close one eye while doing a movement. If this is difficult for you, I suggest you use an eye patch or a scarf to cover the eye that you want to close. And another thing, if I ask you to sense something, you don't sense it clearly or you're unsure if you're sensing it, that's okay. Just bringing your attention to that area will start to ignite the neurology in that area for sensing. And as you do the lessons and you cycle back through them, those things that I ask you to sense become easier and easier for you to become aware of. So rest as often as you like. So if you want to take a longer rest, just pause the recording. Or if you want to take more time to explore a variation that I'm teaching, pause the recording for that too. And always go slowly and work within your range of comfort. You'll benefit much, much more by working within your range of comfort and paying attention to what is easy. I suggest you work through this series of lessons several times. The more you go through this series, the deeper the effects will be in your brain and your nervous system. And lastly, working with the eyes can be very intense. So if you're working very deeply with the brain and the nervous system, if you feel dizzy or nauseous during a lesson, then just stop and rest until it passes, then come back to it. And when you come back to it, just do it with less intensity. Make it smaller, make it slower. Rest more often. Generally, by using those strategies, you can do the lesson in a way that's going to be comfortable for you and you get the benefit from it. The very minimum, if it's difficult to do the movements, then just use your imagination. By imagining the movement, you can have a very powerful effect on your nervous system. All right, so that's your introduction to how the eyes organize your movement. Please enjoy the lessons and happy seeing.